Okay, we're back. Now let's talk about your superpower. Okay, so if you woke up every morning passionate and on purpose, knowing you're making your biggest impact and focusing on what truly mattered, what would you be doing? So if you were making your biggest impact, if you're feeling passionate, you're feeling on purpose, if you were focusing on what truly mattered in your life and your business, what would you be doing? And that is the foundation to discovering your superpower. And the goal is to build a business that serves you and others at the highest level through sharing your superpower. When it comes to this, you want to leverage your gifts and your signature strengths to add value and to solve a major problem in the marketplace. Your superpower is the main thing that you do that creates the biggest impact while feeling passionate and while feeling in flow. So this is the thing that comes natural to you. When you're a leader with your superpower, when you build a business around that, you just feel in flow. You just feel like this is the thing that you're supposed to be doing. This is the thing that you're called to do. There's no resistance behind it. You are using your gifts and your signature strengths to add value, to solve problems, and to feel passionate and feel on purpose and to make your biggest impact while feeling in flow and like your authentic self. And that is why this is so important. Because so many times, we see other people doing things one way. We see them doing one strategy. We see them talking about one topic, and they have the result that we want. So we think that we have to follow them. We think that, okay, this person is saying high ticket coaching is the way to go. This person is saying doing this a certain way is the way to go. And we just follow that, and we're out of our zone. We're no longer using our signature strengths or our gifts and leading with our superpower. So we're not giving our 100%. We're not in the position to make our biggest impact, and then we wonder why we don't get the results. So that's why I feel like it's so important to get clear on your superpower. So this is the thing that you are world class at, and you focus on mastery. When it comes to your superpower and leading with this, you want to commit to mastery and becoming world class, the best in the world at this. And when you do this, when you lead with your superpower, you feel a deep sense of meaning and fulfillment. So now let's get clearer on what I just talked about in the previous slide so that you can unleash your power. So what are your signature strengths? What comes natural to you and just feels right doing it, but seems to wow and impress others? So when you're in your zone and when you're working with people, when people come to you for help and you're leading with your signature strengths, what is that thing that just feels right when you're doing it? And it's not a big deal to you. It's just like, okay, I'm just doing this. It's something I do all the time. But when others see the result and outcome of it, they're like, wow, you're so good at this. Wow, you're great at this. How did you learn this? How did you get to this? You helped me so much. And they make a big deal about it, but you're like, well, I can do this in my sleep, right? This is natural to me. What is that thing? So what are your signature strengths? What comes natural to you? And what just feels right when you're doing it, but seems to wow and impress others? And each of these questions is designed to help you get clarity on your superpower, okay? And they're going to be inside of that action assignment or action worksheet attached to this lesson. So what areas of your work get you the most passionate and excited about when you work on it? What can you spend hours doing or researching and it doesn't even feel like work? So you know what I'm talking about. There's that thing that you can just spend hours talking about it. You can spend hours just reading about it, researching, actually doing it, and time just flies by. It doesn't even feel like work. You're so interested. You're so passionate about it. What lights you up? So when you're doing work, what is that thing that when you do it, you just feel so alive and so on fire and you just feel so lit up about it. You feel so excited about it. Another thing is, what is the purpose that you feel called to fulfill and the mission that drives you? What is the change that you want to see and create in the world? All of this stuff helps you craft your superpower. What is the common thing that past clients, prospects, or even friends or family members come to you for help with? So you may see a theme that if you look at the past clients that you've had, you look at your prospects, you look at even the friends or family members that came to you for help in the past, what are they asking for help with? You probably see a theme there to where even if they're coming to you for different things, there's one area that you really dominate in and that you really focus on and help them the most with. And here's another question that's really good. If you could focus on just one thing that would have the biggest impact on your business and the result that you created for yourself and for others, what would this be? So what would that one thing be that if you did it, you knew it would have the biggest impact on your business and the result that you created for your tribe? And this is going to help you identify that one thing, that superpower, that zone that you're in that you want to build your business around. So with these questions, I want you to answer them, get clarity, and this is going to help you shape and unleash your superpower. And I want you to know this, and this is why I'm stretching it so much, because when you lead with your superpower and when you stay inside of your zone of genius, this allows you to do less while making a bigger impact. So you're going to do less. You're going to feel like you're running around less. You're going to feel less exhausted. And you're going to have more energy and more time to focus on the key areas that makes the biggest impact. And to grow a personal brand and to be seen as an expert and as an authority, you want to focus on mastery. So that's why I said, what is the thing that you're world-class at or you want to become world-class at? Because you do not want to be learning every single thing. You don't want to be a jack of all trades. You want to be seen as an expert at this one specific thing. When people have this problem, they know I'm coming to you for this because you are the expert. You are the person that has dedicated your life and your business towards solving this problem. So you want to focus on mastery. And the more in alignment that you are, the better you'll feel. The more powerfully you'll show up. The more committed you'll be to your mission. The more people you'll serve. The more abundant your life will become in all areas. So you want to know your superpower and lead with your superpower and lead with that thing that you do that had the biggest impact and serve others at the highest level while serving you at the highest level. Because this is your gift. And you don't want to dilute it focusing on so many other things. You want to dilute it by putting it to the back burner, right? You want to lead with it. You want to share it fully. And here is a formula to get clear on your superpower and really build that business around your zone of genius. So with your passion mixed with your strengths and your superpower mixed with a service or solution, which is really the problem that you're solving, and doing this while staying in alignment with your best self. So remember the best self identity that we talked about. So while being your best self, if you could combine your passion with your superpower with a solution that you bring forth into the marketplace, this is how you stay in your zone and this is how you make your biggest impact. So I want to break down my own genius, right? My zone of genius, so that you can have an idea of how you can craft your own superpower and lead with your zone of genius to make your biggest impact while focusing on the thing that makes the biggest impact. So for me, my superpower is creating and sharing insights and simple frameworks that help people gain clarity and breakthrough. So I feel like I'm able to quickly see solutions and paths that may not be clear to others while on their journey. So my superpower is really helping people break through and just see solutions and see pathways and see ways that you can get your message out there, that you can serve people, that you can make your biggest impact that may not be as obvious to other people. But when people are talking to me, when people have a problem and they're coming to me, or when I'm doing coaching, when I'm putting together things, my mind is just creating frameworks and processes to really help people break through. That is my power. Help people break through in their life and their business. My purpose is to help people gain clarity and confidence in themselves and the value that they have to offer into the world so that they can make their biggest impact while becoming the best version of themselves. That's my purpose. The problem that I solve is that the people that come to me, the people that I serve, they feel like they're not sure of how to package their knowledge. They're feeling frustrated. They're feeling overwhelmed. They're lacking results. And they're not seeing the value in their work and therefore, they're not putting it out there. So the problem that I solve is it's helping people take what they know and take the value and expertise and the knowledge and the wisdom and see how they can package it online and not just do it just to make money, but do it in a way that fulfills them, that makes the biggest impact and that allows them to show up as the best, most authentic version of themselves. That's the problem that I'm solving, of people missing that clarity and that confidence and that specific action steps that they could take to take action and break through. And then what am I passionate about? I'm passionate about lifestyle and freedom. I'm passionate about personal development. And I'm passionate about marketing. So I combine all of this and I make sure that I'm intentional about leading with this stuff. So now here's how I combine it. So you see that this is my superpower, this is my purpose, this is my problem, and these are my passions. And I combine it inside of Elevate to Elite, and this is how I do it. So I help purpose-driven entrepreneurs share the authentic message online while becoming their best self and making their biggest impact. So this is what I do. And I do this through creating free content and paid courses and coaching online where I share insights and create frameworks to teach people how to do this and break through and deliver results for them. So you see how I combined my passion with my superpower, with my purpose to solve that big problem in the marketplace. And that is what I want for you. That is how I want you to really get clear on what you do and who you help and how you can live with your superpower. And when I combine all this together, that's how Elevate to Elite was formed. Okay? So you want to do that. And while you're doing it, you want to make sure that everything you're doing is in line with that best version of yourself and the vision that you created. So you want to be in alignment with your core values and the commitments that you set for yourself and the beliefs that will allow you to show up as your best self. And you want to combine it. So here is the exercise that I want you to complete. The same way that you saw me right here, break down my superpower, break down my purpose, break down my problem, break down my passion. I want you to get clear on that. So what is your superpower? Based on what we shared so far, what is your superpower? What is your purpose? What is the problem that you solve? And what are your passions? And this does not have to be related to business. And I actually recommend that you think outside of business. And what are the things that you're passionate about? Maybe there's a certain sport. Maybe you're passionate about dancing or photography or different things that are not related to your business. But this is what's going to make you unique. When you can combine all these things into your brand, that is how you can build an authentic brand. So fill out this. This is going to be attached in the worksheet for this lesson. And just again, you see how once I combined it, now I know exactly who I help, what I help them do, and how I help them, and the brand that I'm doing this under, okay? So I help purpose-driven entrepreneurs share the authentic message online because I know that the problem that they have is lacking the clarity and confidence and the steps to share the message. They don't believe in their message. They don't believe in their value. They don't think they're good enough. Or they try to take action, but they're just so focused on the tactics and mastering every strategy. And 1 minute they're on Snapchat, then they're on Instagram, then they're on YouTube, then they're back on Facebook, and then they're doing webinars, then they're doing launches, and they're just doing all this stuff without first getting clear on what is the message that I even want to share. What do I really even want? How can I become my best self? How can I make my biggest impact? What is my superpower? So as you can see in this course, this is exactly what I'm helping you do. So everything I do is so congruent with this thing that I'm doing, right? I help people share their message online while becoming the best self. You see, one of my passions is personal development. And I believe that personal development is so important and working on yourself is more important than working on your business. So I don't just help you share your message online. I don't just say, here's how to put together a course or here's how to put together a training or here's how to make money. I'm showing you how to do everything while being your best self, while staying in alignment, and while making your biggest impact. And then I said that my power is creating these breakthroughs. So how do I create these breakthroughs? Through creating free content and paid courses and coaching online where I share insights and frameworks. So the insights and frameworks that I share are to create step-by-step processes that lead you to this breakthrough. So I know that my power is helping people have that breakthrough. And I do this through creating content, creating courses, and coaching. And earlier I said my values, one of my values is the contribution. And another value is the freedom. So now through creating leveraged content that stays online and people can watch it for years to come. And that's working for me for years to come, my blog posts and my videos. Through creating paid online courses that are leveraged that I set up one time, I'm having that freedom. And through doing the coaching and having people go through my courses and getting value and making sure that I over deliver, that's how I feel that sense of fulfillment and contribution. So I'm combining everything to build my brand. And that's what I want for you. So fill out the superpower, your purpose, the problem that you solve, your passions, and then fill this out. So I help blank do this so that they can blank. So you see how I broke it down. So now I want you to fill this out. Once you fill out this right here, you're going to have clarity on your message statement. Okay, so that is I help. So you insert who you help and then what you help them do. Who do you help them become? What do you help them create? I help. What do you help them with? And then what is the outcome of that? So they can, and then you insert the outcome. And I have the little asterisk at the bottom. So it says, I help, and then right here, you want to insert who you help and what you help them do, who you help them become, and then so you can, and then this is where you insert the transformational result that you provide for them. So So this is the desired result that they want that you can deliver on. So for example, if you are a weight loss coach, I help women get into the best shape of their lives without having to spend hours at the gym every day so that they can become the most beautiful and strongest version of themselves. And I'm just making this up at the top of my head, but it's just seeing what you help them do and then what do they really want, who they want to become, and what is that transformation. So I hope this helped you. I hope from this you get clarity on your superpower, the work that you really are going to lead with, and how you can stay in alignment with your zone of genius to make your biggest impact and see the best results while doing less. So take some time. If you have to go through this again, you go through this. I'm going to have the slides if you just want to read through it. And then fill out the questions and the fill in the blanks in the action worksheets, because this is really going to help you lead and serve with your superpower. So go ahead, take action, and I'll see you on the next lesson.